Lucco, you earned the number one goaltending position last year for the Sabres. How does that change now as you come into camp knowing that you're the number one goaltender?
I don't think it changes much for me personally. I feel like the same vibe, the same, the passion and everything to be, better every year is still there. I know what it takes now to, be a starting goalie in this league, but I also know that everything has to be earned and nothing is given here. So, we have good other goalies here too. So, I still got to get better. I got to be good and, show up every day in practice and games. So, I feel like my mindset is pretty much the same as past years too.
What was your summer like? What kind of things did you work on? You said you still need to get better. What kind of things did you work on?
Just stuff I've been working out before, stuff has, be getting me better. I still have the same off-ice people I work with Janne Hänninen and Raimo Summanen, who have been really good for me, past 5 years and, helped me to take the biggest steps forward. But, on-ice stuff, I skated a lot during this off-season with my goalie coach and, working on things like just how my edge work, how my balance is. Something I feel like still happens to you often is I lose my balance or my weight goes too much too forward and I kind of get too small in the net. So, just kind of keeping my chest up, being better with my own stance and being able to move better through that. So, kind of basic stuff, but, small improvements I feel like I need to my game.
Now, I'm not going to stand here and act like a goalie coach, but it seemed to me watching you last year, the more you played, the better you got. Do you like playing? You played 54 games. Do you like playing that amount? Because it just seemed like once you kept playing, you kept at this high level of play.
Yeah, I feel like, every goalie wants to play as much as they can, and I feel like I could have played more, I just want to play as much as I can. It's something that I feel like works. I feel like it's easier to kind of keep yourself kind of level. It's, you don't get too high, you don't get too low when the next game comes quick. So, I like to play as much as I can.
Now, this, as you know, it tends to be a two-goaltender league, too. Devin finished his season very well in Rochester. He actually showed a lot of improvement. So I suppose it's possible your games could get cut down depending how well Devin plays. I mean, you'll play a lot, but you may not get to 54.
Yeah, but that's something that's out of my control. I'll focus on my own stuff, on my own game. As I said, I'll play as much as I can, as much they let me. I like to play a lot, but in the end, I can only control my own stuff. I can only control my own game. So that's what I'm going to be controlling and being focused on.
You've had two practices in the scrimmage with Lindy Ruff. What are your first impressions of your new coach?
I like it. I feel like the system we're going to play is beneficial for goalies too. It's something I feel like we're going to benefit as a team too. But I think it's going to be something is kind of going to get us, to the next step. Is to have like everybody knows how we're going to play. We're going to be on the same page as a team. So I really like how we've been practicing and how it's been coaching these couple of days. So I'm really excited.
In Friday's scrimmage, did you get to see that system? I don't know if you had one really great scoring chance on you. I mean, it looked like the team in front of you played very well defensively. It seemed like, there was more structure to it. What did you see out there?
No, I saw exactly that. I feel like, I got the first half of the game, which meant, the guys were fresh and everything. So I feel like we showed the things that Lindy wants, how he wants to play. It was really solid defensively. We, I think in the first half, either team didn't give up much. And, that's something you like to see as a goalie. So, it's still a scrimmage and, tomorrow will be the first exhibition game. So, it might change, but I feel like we kind of got, some of those things we've kind of been practicing for a couple of days now to our scrimmage today.
A couple of years ago, you had a veteran goaltender, Craig Anderson, and you got another one sitting to your left here in James Reimer. What's it been to meet him?
No, he's a real guy. I feel like, it was great to have Andy here. I learned a lot from him just, by watching him. So, Rhymes has been really good, gotten to know him, and he seems to be a really, really good guy. So, he's been a great goal in the league for a long time now, and, there's always reasons to that. It doesn't happen, just by an accident. So there's always something you can learn from the older guys, and, it's great to have him here.
You guys have always talked about how close you guys are. How important was it for you guys to get together in Switzerland? And it wasn't all playing around. I mean, you guys did skate and you did practice together also. But what was it like to have the guys come out, maybe have a little vacation together, but also work together?
No, I feel like it was great. You know, it's still the off season, and you know, guys wanted to take their time to come to Switzerland. You know, Dallas arranged the whole thing, which was awesome. You know, it tells about his character and him as a person. So it was, you know, just great to see all the guys, but especially kind of it's easier to push each other, you know, and the practice too, when you know the guys well, and kind of showing, you know, what the level needs to be during the summer too, and kind of when we're on the ice, it's full, it's, you know, it's full pace. We want to get better, and you know, off ice, you know, you always get to know the guys a little bit better too. So I feel like it was, you know, kind of good thing for us in the middle of the summer to, you know, meet each other and see how we're doing during the summer, and kind of push each other for a week and on the ice too. So, you know, it was all around just a great week in Switzerland.
You and Rasmus pretty much came in together. Now, he of course wasn't with you in Rochester, but you know him very well. What kind of leader has he turned into as you've been and seen him grow?
I feel like, you know, the biggest thing is like how much pride he takes on his own game. I think it's the best way to say it. You know, that's kind of how he kind of comes to the games. It's, you know, his own game first, and then he, you know, kind of points out other mistakes. So, you know, it's always he wants to set the bar high by example, how he plays, how he practices, and that's kind of the way he pushes the other guys too. You know, so. Just overall, how much, you know, confidence he's gotten on the ice, and how well he plays both ways on the ice. It's you know, it's been great to see, and you know, I feel like everybody respects him a lot in the locker room, and you know, I think that shows off the ice and on the ice too. So you know, he's you know, become one of the leaders in the locker room, and it's been great to see.
Speaking of Europe, you're heading there, obviously. You're not going to Finland, but. What does this? How does? What do you see as this helping market the game in Europe? Knowing how hockey, you know, you've got your own leagues, but how does this help market the NHL over there?
Well, you know, personally, I know how big of a thing, you know, hockey in Finland is, you know, the biggest thing, and why that is because, you know, the hockey players we had when I was growing up. So it kind of you want to have people to like look up to for the juniors, and I feel like. NHL has been doing a very good job with that to kind of push the game push the league to Europe too. So I feel like it's a really big thing to, you know, kind of go there now and being able to, you know, be part of that. And you know, as I said, I know personally how important it is to kind of bring the game closer and bring the kind of star players from the NHL closer to home too.